Well, we're not hearing that fanfare on the big screen right now, but it's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien on those screens we have at home, like Netflix and Amazon Prime. Let's talk about one of the movies that you're talking about this week, A Most Violent Year.
Yeah, so what I did, Doug, is I watched two movies that I missed when they were in theaters. A Most Violent Year on Netflix, right? 2014 it came out. My recollections, Doug, is it never reached theaters in this state. I never saw it, and it was very well reviewed, and it had a lot of good people in it, Oscar Isaac, Jessica Chastain. So this is something, if you want 2 hours to kill some time and a really good story, this is what I would recommend. So it takes place in New York City in 1981, which was supposedly the most violent year in New York City history. But it's an interesting plot. Writer-director J.C. Chander, who also directed Redford in All Is Lost, crafts a really interesting story that we don't see often, and that is Oscar Isaac plays this head of a trucking company, and he's inherited it from his father-in-law, who's Jessica Chastain's father in the movie. Now, Chastain plays his wife, and her father was kind of like a gangster in Brooklyn. But Oscar Isaac is an honest guy. He does not want all that mob baggage around his trucking company, so he tries to run an honest thing, honest company. But in the film, his drivers are being absconded, they're being beat up in their trucks, and the fuel is being taken and stolen. The premise of the film is he has to find out who's doing this to his drivers. Meanwhile, he's got about three or four balls he's juggling. He's trying to get a loan. He's got problems with his employees. His wife, tough as nails, Jessica Chastain, clearly the gangster's daughter, she wants to take matters into her own hands and arm the drivers. And Isaac doesn't want to do that. So a lot of interesting dynamics. Albert Brooks plays his lawyer. This is a really good film. It's just solidly done, Doug. It's got a good plot, a good screenplay. Oscar Isaac really gives a good performance. He was so good in Inside Llewyn Davis. He's a rising star. He's so good. He almost has a Michael Corleone vibe in this film, except he's not willing to, you know, kill people that rough up his drivers. Jessica Chastain, again, always great. She's one of my favorite actresses. It's just a good, old-fashioned, solidly plotted New York City crime underbelly film that you used to see in the 70s and 80s.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing this film because when I read that little line about the most dangerous year mm-hmm. in New York City's history, I had a flashback. Mm-hmm. I've been going to New York City since 1967, and I was in New York City to visit friends in the early 80s, and they were in a pretty nice part of Greenwich Village, actually, a place that had a secure entrance. And the night I was there, there was a fellow who was attacked with a hammer in the entrance. I mean, it was a different place then. So how do they capture the 1980s vibe? Because there are cars, there are signs, there are all kinds of stuff that would indicate the time period.
Yeah, good production design, good costuming. Oscar Isaac's hairdo is really interesting. It's definitely 80s hair, but it's sort of like an 80s version of Michael Corleone. He dresses well. He wants to exude kind of a high-class executive vibe with his trucking company. Jessica Chastain has some really bad early 80s hair that unfortunately we all kind of had back then. It really captures that well. And it's really interesting to try to figure out who's doing this to his drivers. That's really what he's trying to find out. But he's trying to do it in an above-board way. Meanwhile, a district attorney is trying to bring charges against him for, you know, those little subtle breaks in the law that trucking companies do in New York City that maybe have some mob connections. So he's got a lot of balls in the air. He's juggling a lot of stuff. I don't want to give too much away than that, but it's a really good movie. I'm glad I saw it.
The next movie you're going to talk about is Beirut. That's a couple years old, mm-hmm. and you can see it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I saw this on Starz Channel, which not everybody has. That's a pay-per-view service, but it is on Amazon Prime. It was on Netflix when it first came out. So this came out in 2018 and really gives John Hamm from Mad Men fame, I think, his first real meaty movie role. To me, John Hamm is a movie star waiting to happen, but he's already 48 years old, and you're just waiting for that big part. This is an old-fashioned espionage thriller, kind of in that Day of the Jackal, 3 Days of the Condor vibe from the 70s, and he plays a diplomat The film starts out in Beirut in 1972 when he is a big shot rising diplomat. His backstory is he was with Kissinger at the peace accords, but something awful happens early in the film. But eventually the film goes 10 years later to 1982, Beirut, when they're, of course, there under civil war. And he is brought back in the fold to try to negotiate a kidnapping swap involving an old friend of his. And so that's where the intrigue comes in. His negotiation skills are phenomenal. When he's around people, you can tell he knows what he's doing more than they do. And this includes people in the Reagan White House and the National Security Team. And so it's very intricately plotted by screenwriter Tony Gilroy, directed by Brad Anderson. But it's really well done. You get the sense of that violent Beirut. A lot of good scenery, a lot of good cinematography. You get the sense of a city that maybe could have been great once, but has fallen into civil war. And there's a lot of people involved, the Israelis, the PLO. There's a lot of different parties that he has to deal with as a negotiator.
Well, at that time, that was the famous Marine Barracks bombing. So it was a very dangerous place.
Very dangerous place. And Hamm kind of has this world-weary performance. He's a guy that's been through a lot. He's a guy that's a heavy drinker in the movie. But he's got these skills, this particular set of skills, if I can quote Liam Neeson from Taken. And that's what they need. Rosamund Pike is in the film as well, Oscar nominee for Gone Girl. And again, if you're looking for a couple hours to delve into some intrigue, John Hamm performance, if you enjoyed him in Mad Men, this is probably your movie.
Well, these are a couple of movies I'm going to look up. Mm-hmm. I have access to these channels. And I was intrigued because these two movies go back about 40 years in troubled times. We're in troubled times now, so I guess we can relish the fact that we got through those. So I took that cue for my Oscar trivia question this week. Mm-hmm. I'm going back 40 years, movies that were released in 1980 and movies and stars that won the prizes in 1981.
Got it.
So, Best Picture.
Ordinary People.
Best Actress.
Sissy Spacek, Coal Miner's Daughter.
Best Actor.
Robert De Niro, Raging Bull.
I was intrigued that he's only won two, and one was for supporting actor for Godfather 2.
Exactly.
Look at the guy's history. I mean, he's an amazing actor.
Yes, yeah.
And then Best Director.
Robert Redford, Ordinary People, which as people look back now, Doug, they think, well, Raging Bull should have won or The Elephant Man should have won, which I agree with. I don't think Ordinary People is a bad movie, though. I think it gets a little bit too heavily criticized because of the two films it beat.
All right. Well, we've been to the movies and back through history with Matt O'Lean.